Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in on a Veterans Day on this, The Savage Nation. It's an honor. It's an honor. Savage taking the day off. I was with him election night in San Francisco watching the returns. We won the election. Read the blueprint to restore America in Dr. Savage's New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth. Get all the latest at michaelsavage.com. And, of course, the phone number to call in, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. So I'm out here in San Francisco. I'm on Michael's flagship station, KSFO, where Michael started broadcasting with the theme of borders, language, culture in the mid-90s. Borders, language, culture, mid-90s. Back then, I was simply a listener. I was a guy who worked for the CBS TV station locally. I was a listener, an avid listener. And now, you know, best of all worlds. I host a morning show in San Francisco on KSFO and not only get to listen to Dr. Savage, but occasionally fill in. There are riots taking place all over the United States, as you know. Many of them in the San Francisco Bay Area. From California to Illinois to New York, up in Portland, down in Louisiana, all over the country. Red states and blue. Protesters decrying Donald Trump's election. Overtaking highways. Smashing store windows. Igniting fires. It's absolutely crazy. I ask just a few questions. First of all, they've trashed the city of Oakland. And they've tried to trash parts of San Francisco. Like where most of these protests are taking place. In Oakland, the cops are told to stand down. The cops are basically told to stand down, give them room to do their thing. And what's amazing, Oakland and San Francisco and so many of these other cities run top to bottom by Democrats, run top to bottom by liberal Democrats. In the city of Oakland, probably 95% of the people voted for Hillary. In San Francisco, we're a city of something like 700,000 people. 13,000 people voted for Trump. Why are they trashing this city? Why are they trashing Oakland? What's the point? The point is anarchy. The point is anarchy. I ask this question. Donald Trump's campaign manager took to Twitter to call on President Obama or Hillary to speak out against this violence. Speak out against these crazy protests. Speak out. They don't. They remain silent. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. And then I'm listening to some of the hatred just fanning the flames. Instead of trying to calm this down, fanning the flames of some of these others, and you'll hear some of the audio in just a moment, but the point is this. All the time that we've had protests, all of the time that we've had these wild demonstrations throughout the course of Barack Obama's tenure, never has he ever just come before the camera demanding time on TV, which he'd get in a heartbeat, to say, knock it off. Can we all just get along? Go home. Never once. Never once. This agitation is something the left pines for. I mean, listen to this. Here's Elizabeth Warren. The lady Trump refers to as Pocahontas because of that fabrication about her being American Indian, Native American. Give me a break. She's out there talking about Trump offering up a kind of toxic stew of bigotry. That's what she said. Toxic stew of bigotry. Now, how are we going to get people to calm down when you have senators like her saying this on MSNBC? Clip six, please.
Part of what happened on Tuesday is what Donald Trump offered up with this kind of toxic stew of bigotry. But there were millions of people across this country who voted for him not because of that bigotry, but in spite of that bigotry.
That's very true.
There are millions of people across this country who voted for him because they are angry about what's happening in this country because they are worried about what's happened in this country.
Cut her off. Toxic stew. But at the same time, she's saying there are millions of people across this country who voted for him because they're angry about what's happening in this country. Heck yes. Absolutely. I mean, let me just ask you this question, my friends. Are there drug dealers coming across our southern border? Yes. Are there rapists occasionally coming across that border? Probably more than occasionally. Are there murderers? Are there miscreants? Yes. That scares all of us. These sanctuary cities, I live in one, San Francisco, scares us. It's frightening. Oh, frightening indeed. I remember the time when not too many years ago, I was innocently driving through an intersection with a green light. Okay, I had the green light. I'm going through an intersection, green light, and out of nowhere to my right, driving on the incorrect side of the street, was a car, 45 miles an hour, never braked, slammed right into me. That car was full of illegal immigrants. No English, no driver's license, and certainly no insurance. Why were they driving so quickly through that intersection on the wrong side of the street? I had no time to do anything. I just took it in the side. I had three kids in the car. Thank God nobody died. I was driving a huge Lincoln Continental. Had I not been driving that Lincoln Continental that so many made fun of, what are you driving that big car around for? Well, it was for such a time as that. You know why those illegals were driving through an intersection at 45 miles an hour on the wrong side of the road? Because they were evading the scene of another accident they just caused. Those kids in my car could have been killed. Car looked like a horseshoe. Thank God no one was injured. Jeez, okay, so listen. Sometimes this touches us really, really close. We are scared. We are angry. But that aside, this economy sucks. I live in the Silicon Valley. It's different here. These politicians live in Washington, D.C. It's different there. But I'm talking to America right now in the Savage Nation. You guys know? You gals know? You used to have a great job. Now you don't have such a great job. Your kids have graduated college. They can't find a job. They're working a couple jobs. Maybe. 30 hours a week is now the norm. You got those Obamacare premiums in the mail. You got your health insurance premiums. They're going through the roof. That's what's driving this. The economy always makes us vote first. And these other things just add on top of that. So, Elizabeth Ward, you're kind of getting it. But let's continue here. Let's continue. Here's Maxine Waters. She's not even giving Donald Trump a chance. Here's how she's fanning the flames. This is on MSNBC, of course. Let's go to clip 8.
The election has taken place, and we have to wait and see who this man is and what he's going to do. I don't believe anything that Donald Trump says. He has lied and distorted information all throughout this campaign. I want to know, when is he going to show us his taxes?
Hold on. Could you hear this? The election has taken place, and we have to wait to see who this man is, period. Next sentence, I don't believe anything he says. We need to wait and see, but I don't believe anything he says. And then they go back to the taxes. Nobody gives a rip about... This is how out of touch these liberals are with the American people who voted in large numbers on Tuesday from all colors and creeds. It wasn't white lash, as that communist in a Hugo Boss suit says on MSNBC. Van Jones. No, listen... People look at Donald Trump and the fact that he pays very little in federal taxes, they go, damn right, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, even the liberals don't want to pay more than they have to in federal taxes. And Maxine Waters, if this bothers you so much, why haven't you ever put up any legislation whatsoever to try curb that? You haven't. Okay, so Robert checks in WABC. This will be interesting. WABC, New York. So, Robert, I understand you're an Occupy protester, correct?
Yeah, I was with Occupy Wall Street from day one. I quickly became disenchanted when I realized that many of the... I'm a devout Roman Catholic Christian. I had Christian reasons for being there. But I quickly found out that most of the people there, the movers and shakers, were people that praised Marxism, communism, Bolshevikism, a lot of Soviet Union admirers, and I quickly realized that they weren't even interested in justice for the collapse of the economy and maybe some prison terms for those bankers, but they were interested in just outright anarchy. Now, I'll say this also. What I also found out from being with Occupy Wall Street, I was there for about 22 days, sometimes 12, 13 hours a day. What I also found out is that most of the money, the big money that was pouring in, was actually coming from liberal Jewish Americans. Actually, some of the money was coming from just the Jewish community, the very left-wing liberal angle of it. And they were only interested when they saw the cross around my neck. They literally felt uncomfortable with me even being there as a Christian. And it was really, there's an effort to de-Christianize this nation, destabilize it, and let anarchy take place.
So, Robert, you went in there with, bleeding heart, altruistic motivation. You thought you were doing a good thing, and then your eyes were open wide to what this was really all about and who was really behind it, and you got a tremendous lesson in life. Now, at the end of the day, Robert, who did you vote for in this past election?
Well, unfortunately, I was stuck in New York City. I'm registered to vote in upstate New York, and I couldn't get there because of injuries I suffered. But
okay, so how about this is a better question? As we're running out of time here. How about this is a better question? When you see these protests, because you've been a part of the action, when you see this current breed of protester right now all over the country post election, who are these people, and where are these funds coming from? What's the motivation here, Robert?
Well, listen, this is the just cause. If they want to fight to abolish the electoral college, that would be a just fight because Hillary did win the most votes. Okay, if that was their reasons that injustice took place in this democracy, and let's eliminate that college system, that would be reasonable. But they got to give Trump a chance. Him and Obama got along fairly well. Now that he's tamed, he might be tamed. They got to give him a
chance. So, Robert, given your background, even you are saying, I was a part of Occupy Wall Street. I saw the real motivations and the money behind this. I'm willing to give Trump a chance. Well, that's more than Democrat legislators are saying, at least. Robert, calling out of WABC, I appreciate it. He just brought up the Electoral College. It's time for a little education regarding this Electoral College. Yes, Hillary won the popular vote, thanks to California, which is as blue will ever be. But why do we have the Electoral College? Let's talk about that when we come back on the Savage Nation, because this is extremely important. We need to get educated on this one. It's the Savage Nation. Don't forget michaelsavage.com. Also, check out Dr. Savage on Facebook and follow him at A Savage Nation. Twitter, A Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman. In for Dr. Michael Savage here on The Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget the book, Scorched Earth. Got a copy in my hot little hands. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. This is prophetic in a sense. What if Hillary would have won? Restoring the Country After Obama, you'd get Hillary. I mean, it's like, see, I knew Savage really, truly believed Trump was going to win, and I'll tell you why. Because if the election could have gone to Hillary in a landslide, and honestly, I wouldn't have been surprised. I just didn't know. But Savage had a sense, and I'll tell you why. Because he put on a big election night affair at a very prestigious private club in San Francisco with about, I'm guessing, 40 people. And I was there along with my cohort on the radio in San Francisco, Katie Green, and our producer, Sherry Yee. We were the only other people from media there. The rest, just friends and family of Michael's. And we were talking behind the scenes. Why would Savage put on this big party? I mean, he laid out some bucks for this thing. It was a formal affair, trust me. We were all dressed to the hilt. Why would he put on this big deal in San Francisco if he thought Trump was going to lose? That would have been a bummer of a night. So when I heard that he was putting on this big affair several weeks before the election, I thought, okay, you know what? He believes Trump's going to win. He knows Trump's going to win. Then he writes the book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. We'll talk about the contents of this book coming up, because I'm just telling you, this thing is more of a must-read now that the election's over than before. You know, you look at the Electoral College, you've got the left now, and you heard the caller earlier just talking about the Electoral. They don't understand our history. Critics have long derided the Electoral College as an antiquated relic of a bygone era. They say we need the popular vote. They couldn't be more wrong. The wording of our law is clear. The winner of the Electoral College takes office as president. James Madison talked about this. The founders fashioned a unique republic, not a pure democracy. Pure democracy is akin to mob rule. If we elected the president based on popular vote, our commander-in-chief would mostly be selected by the immediate West Coast, the northeastern states, and Chicago. The Electoral College places a check on such gross imbalance in power. Now, what about the democratic principle of one person, one vote? Hold on, the founders say otherwise. Neither the Senate, nor the Supreme Court, nor the president is elected on the basis of one person, one vote. That's why a state, just stay with me here, stay with me before you disagree, stay with me. That's why a state like North Dakota, 800,000 residents, gets the same number of senators as California with 39 million people. Consistency would require that if we abolish the Electoral College, we would rid ourselves of the senatorial system as well, right? Are we ready to go there? Folks, it's a balance on unchecked power. That's why we have and that's why we need the Electoral College. And that's why we need the Savage Nation. Look forward to speaking with you. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Honored to be the guy that allows them to have a day off on this Veterans Day. God bless all those who have served. And of course, those who are serving. Veterans Day, 11-11-11. 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month. It was originally Armistice Day, now Veterans Day. We honor all those who have served throughout all time. So we're talking about, obviously, the election, but not so much the election, post-election. We're talking about all of the protests, which are not protests, they're riots. Casey's checking in from Oklahoma. Casey on WKFQ, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, sir. I understand all the rioting and people going out and just tearing stuff up needs to be condemned and stopped. But I keep hearing about how everybody's so disappointed with the youth of the nation of just being, I mean, not doing anything, not being active or anything. And I'm a veteran as well, and it makes my heart kind of tingle a little bit to see people getting out there. And I mean, hey, I disagree with this, and I want to show the world. And I just feel that behavior should be rewarded and distinguished between the rioters.
Well, you're right. There are protesters and there are rioters. What I'm seeing in the San Francisco Bay Area, they seem to be all the same. But, Casey, I appreciate your service, of course, on this Veterans Day, and thanks for calling. We do have the right to protest in this country. It's unique. Can't do this in most other countries, folks. But these protesters are anarchists. And by the way, you know, for these protesters, oh my gosh, it's just, they're wearing safety pins. I don't know if you know this. This is the hashtag safety pin. They're wearing safety pins today. Did you know this? Robert, Jim, do you guys know about the safety pin thing? It's happening here in San Francisco. You know, the radio station where I work in San Francisco, KSFO, there are other radio stations in the building. These people came to work today with safe, like diaper pins on. Because it represents my safe place. You're what? See, this is the problem. Who are these people that are rioting? These are the snot-nosed brats who have been able to throw temper tantrums, and then they get their way. They've been able to do this with their wimpy parents forever, and they get their way. They throw themselves on the ground, they start crying, and then they get the candy bar. Or if it's not that, how about this? It's the people who played soccer and they never kept score. Or when they did start keeping score, no, this is why I don't know how it works around you guys, but in the San Francisco Bay Area, you get into the youth soccer and the entry level soccer program, they don't keep score. Kids play a game, they don't keep score. All the kids know what the score is. All the parents know what the score is, but they don't officially keep score. Then you graduate from that league to the league where they start keeping score, and everybody gets a trophy, participation trophy. This is the generation of throwing tantrums to get your way, not keeping score. Then when you keep score, you get a participation trophy, even if you lose. And then you go on to school where, well, we don't necessarily want to fail that child. We can give them the D. It's okay. Or the kid who's got a pretty decent grade point average and suddenly gets a B, and mom rolls into school to chew out the teacher. How dare you give my child a B? Don't you know she's trying to get into this school, and with that B, they're not going to have the grade point. This is the generation. Just a bunch of wimpy, snot-nosed, spineless, don't-know-how-to-lose losers. Plain and simple. Gary's calling from the Great Apple. Gary, I understand you're a New York City cab driver. Talk to us.
Okay, you got it, Brian. And bear in mind, I'm a guy who gets my news from Saturday Night Live and the National Enquirer. But what it is they're out in the street, they're protesting, they got barricades set up, they're all over the place. They're on the other side of the barricade where they don't belong. I'm a cabbie. I can't get around the city. I'm losing my livelihood because I can't make, my job is to get through the city, pick people up for fares, but you can't make it through the city. And if your cab has to go out to the airport, good luck trying to get back into New York, into Manhattan. I call Manhattan, not New York City, because the whole five boroughs are. And the bottom line is, these protests, some of them, don't take baths or nothing. I mean, it's really disgusting to see when it becomes a protest, becomes an out of control nonsense. Just people, I think some of these younger guys are there picking older women protesters. That's going on out there too. They're not reporting that. And the bottom line is this: Trump won by using a great playbook. He used the playbook of Pat Buchanan and Steve from Manhattan. That playbook really drove him into the White House in this election day. The bottom line was jobs and immigration were big issues with the American people there, Brian.
Absolutely. Gary, all the best to you calling out of New York. Well, it's like, Savage talks in the book Scorched Earth. He talks about the eddies, right? The eddies. And the eddies are guys and gals, just regular workaday Americans. The backbone of America. The quote-unquote middle-class taxpayer who's just been getting, they've been taking it in the shorts now for so long. I mean, you look at the people that came and voted in this election. Many of them were folks who hadn't voted for a long, long time. Many of them used to have a decent job, now have a crummy job. Many of them aren't working at all. They've just given up altogether. Many of them got those health insurance premiums in the mail, and they go, what? I'm paying, what am I supposed to pay? I can't do this. Many of them used to work in manufacturing, and those jobs got shipped overseas or south of the border. I mean, here in Northern California, we used to have a thriving, you don't realize this, you think of California as being Hollywood, and then you think of San Francisco Bay Area. North of the San Francisco Bay Area, Northern California, there was a timber industry that was second to none. And there were towns that are now ghost towns, just ghost towns. People had their livelihoods taken away from them by Hillary and Bill last time around, all in the name of a spotted owl. And then I spend a lot of time in the Monterey Bay, on the Monterey Bay, I should say. And the Monterey Bay was a thriving fishing community, mostly Italian, I will just tell you. Italian families that came here generations ago, they know how to fish. They came to the Monterey Bay, they set up shop, they had commercial fishing operations that had served their families well for the longest time. The Hillary and Bill Clinton administration took that livelihood away from them as well by declaring the Monterey Bay a National Marine Sanctuary. I mean, this started big time during the Clinton administration. and it continued during the Obama administration, and people just stop. Enough of this. Enough of this already. So it's the Eddies that Savage talks about in Scorched Earth, restoring the country after Obama. But I'm going to keep pushing this book because, folks, it's a must read. Well, okay, I'm with you. Jaron in Vegas. Jaron, thanks for checking in on the Savage Nation. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Good. I wanted to bring up a couple of points. First of all, I do not believe that Hillary won the popular vote. I honestly believe that those numbers were manipulated, and she won by a very small margin. It's not like she blew Trump out of the water with the popular vote, and I believe that they manipulated those numbers so that they could have these rioters and protesters all over.
Well, Jaron, for sure, there's one thing. Whether they were manipulated or not, let's agree on this. We know that we know that we know that there were a lot of illegal aliens who voted. I live in California. That's a plain reality. So continue, please.
Yes, that's true. So regardless, I do believe that that was part of their... I think that they really felt they had it in the bag. I think their campaign was overconfident because I know that they did things on the front end of the election and early voting, even things I saw here in Las Vegas, that were clearly, you know, there was unethical things going on. And there were even reports in Pennsylvania of people that were trying to vote for Trump, and the voting machine, the computerized system, was changing it to Hillary, and they even had to have voting volunteers come over and help them address the problem. And so obviously we know that George Soros had voting machines that he owned in 16 states. I mean, we know plenty of disturbing things before.
Yeah, I mean, Jaron, think about that. How does that happen? Honestly, how did a guy like George Soros, who does not have America's best interests in mind, certainly doesn't have the conservative, the Republican, the right-leaning libertarian, the right-leaning independent in mind. How does this guy get away with being a part of a company that owns voting machines in 16 states?
Exactly. I mean, I think we should go back to paper ballots, because I remember when I volunteered during the 2004 election, I think one of the last elections that a lot of states were still using them, and you had that balance and check system in place where they had a registered Republican, a registered Democrat come together.
Oh, yeah. And Jaron, listen, I'm going to cut you off and let you go here. I do appreciate you calling. I mean, Savage talked about this the other day here in California. Here's how corrupt it is in California. I don't know if most of you realize this, and I don't know if this is going on in any other state. But here in California, we have our primaries, and just like you guys have your primaries. And then the top two vote-getters are the ones who go to the final dance in November. So in other words, it's not the winner of the Democrat primary and the winner of the Republican primary and Libertarian and Independent that face off. It's whoever has the most votes, the top two vote-getters, go to the final dance. So in the state of California, you know, Barbara Boxer's Senate seat's open. It was two Democrats going against each other. One was not a very bright woman, and the other was basically Barack Obama in drag, and she has her eyes on the White House someday. That's the kind of choices we had here. It's like a total one-party system. It's like being in North Korea. Okay, everybody goes to the polls and votes. Oh, there's only one guy on the ballot. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens out here. But at some point in time, sanity has to prevail. I don't know how we would do this. But we just got to tear up. We need to start over with this voting thing. Start from scratch. Everybody needs to re-register. Just everyone needs to re-register. We need to clean up these rolls. Or how about this? How about this? You want to clean things up? Everybody needs to re-register, and only property owners can vote. Oh, that's a little too extreme. How about this? We need to re-register, and anybody on welfare can't sign up to vote. You want to clean things up in a heartbeat? Maybe that's too extreme. But can we agree on this? Our system right now is soiled. Soiled, I tell you. Phone number of the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. Let's go next to Tony, K-E-R-N. Tony, is that Bakersfield? Is that where you're calling from?
Yeah, Santa Clarita. Basically, I'd like to say that people are going to start moving to the red states. That means the red states are going to get more congressional districts, so they're going to stay red. And people who are in the red district in a blue state, the Republicans can redraw to make more red districts and blue states, because I live in a red district and we have like 300,000 people, and it's starting to get bigger, so they may split us up into two red districts over here.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the good news. Because Trump's president, this has saved the day on a lot of levels. What Obama was doing with this refugee program is inserting these refugees who in so many cases have no interest in assimilating, inserting them into red areas of the country. And we're also seeing this in terms of illegal immigration coming into what were once red states. So this policy that Obama's been able to institute over the last 8 years is going to be coming to a very quick end because of Donald Trump. And we got 2 years, folks. You got Donald Trump in the White House, and you got the Republicans controlling the House and the Senate. You got 2 years to do a lot of stuff and undo a lot of stuff. That's all the good news. And the good news is we got a lot left on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman, pleased to be filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
We won, they lost. Brian Sussman in for Dr. Michael Savage. Read the blueprint to restore America in Dr. Savage's New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth. I'm looking at the latest headlines here. This is Daily Mail. They've got the photos. Uma breaking down publicly today, crying. Well, do you realize the only job she's ever had has been working for Hillary? Ever since she came to this country from Saudi Arabia. No, I mean, that's where she grew up, Saudi Arabia. She's been working for Hillary, first as an intern, then as a right-hand lady. What's she going to do? Well, she'll go to work for the Clinton Foundation. What's the Clinton Foundation going to do without somebody in politics? Oh, don't worry. Chelsea's getting ready to run. Yeah, they've got to keep the family business well-oiled. Getting ready to run for Congress, that's what they're saying. By the way, there was also word out, Ed Klein, who does a masterful job, used to be, of course, editor of New York Magazine. This is a guy well-connected. He says that Hillary was crying inconsolably Tuesday night. That's why she didn't do a concession speech. And by the way, a concession speech, which is usually just a little boilerplate job, I mean, it's unprecedented for a candidate not to come out and say something, right? I've never seen that before. She sends up that the little Satanist Podesta to do her bidding for her, then comes out the next day wearing purple. You got to read this book, Scorched Earth, because I think it's more relevant now than before the election. Savage has chapters here just dedicated to how we turn this ship around. Like, for example, to win at cyber warfare. How to welcome a revolution. The kind of revolution Trump has inspired across America. How the sleeping giant will and has awakened, in that being the eddies throughout America. You know, this is all super important stuff. How it's not xenophobic to fear fundamentalist Muslims. How political deviants have poisoned our finest institutions. These are some of the chapters I'm reading here. From the book Scorched Earth. Go to Amazon.com, order a copy right now. It's really simple. Go to MichaelSavage.com, order a copy right now. Very simple. I've got mine all highlighted and marked up. Savage Nation. Brian Sussman, pleased to be filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Scorched earth, now more than ever. Restoring the country after Obama. Could you imagine if Hillary would have won? The restoring of the country? Oh, everything Obama would have has done over the last 8 years would have continued on steroids. But now we've got a shot. Scorched earth. Restoring the country after Obama. One can only wonder what this guy is going to do on the way out the door. Oh, he looks so professional with Donald Trump in the Oval Office the other day. And he gave a very nice speech after the election, as did Hillary. But their kind doesn't go down easily. They don't go out the door. I mean, I'm thinking about how Hillary went out the door when she and Bill left the White House. This is not made up. But they did steal furniture and artwork and flatware, some of which they paid for, but most of it they didn't. Now, that's all on the level. But beyond that, I had a friend who was on the Bush transition team. And he told me, you know, there were little things like, oh, you sit down at this computer and, gee, there's the GWB missing from the keyboard. Ha, 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 click, click, click. Very funny, very funny. And then there's, oh, well, let's pull out this seat behind the desk and, oh, somebody took a crap in the seat. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they were doing. It's disgusting. I don't know that they'll sink to that level with the Obama administration, but on the way out the door, there will be pardons, probably for Abu-Jamal, the cop killer, as well as Leonard Peltier. You just wait. You just wait. Savage's book, they'll scorch the earth. Now we got to restore the country. Get the book, Scorched Earth. My cohort, my colleague, my sidekick in San Francisco is named Katie Green. Katie just sent me something that is just, it's so disturbing. The guys are looking at it behind the scenes, and we're going to turn this around for you. This is a kid, it's a video that a mom made. Why she would film this is beyond me. But everyone has a parenting style. You know, I've raised four kids. And I'm sure over the course of time, there were a few things I did wrong. I'm going to admit that right up front. But they all turned out to be good, successful, productive people. But the bottom line is, this is a mom. I guess she thinks she's doing the right thing. Apparently, her child, she found out that her child voted for Donald Trump in school. This kid, he must be probably eight years old. So she finds out he voted for Trump at school. And now she's taking it to him. She finds out, and his suitcase is packed by the door, the front door. And she says, get out of here, you're not welcome any longer. There's your suitcase, goodbye. And take this sign with you so you can publicly be humiliated to let everybody know the reason why you've been kicked out of your house is because you voted for Trump. Now, at first I thought this was a joke, until I saw the kid crying. Weeping, out of control, miserable, snot coming out of his nose. He's having a meltdown. When I saw this, being a dad, you can't fake that. This kid is being traumatized by a mom who's a crazy, mentally ill liberal. This is child abuse. CPS should be called in. We'll turn this around in due time. This is not a fake. This is for real. This is for real. 855-400-SAVAGE is the number, 855-400-7282. Some of the other news. Oh, NBC, looking at the exit polls. My goodness, a large share of voters felt Obamacare went too far? You're kidding me. Gosh, we were saying this. When people started getting the premiums in the mail and saw the increases, that alone tipped the scales for Trump. Oh, here's another story. Remember hearing about this the day after the election? A young woman files a police report in Lafayette, Louisiana. She claimed two white males approached her near the campus at the University of Louisiana. Two white males, oh, one was wearing a Trump hat. And they yelled obscenities at her. And she's a Muslim woman as well. Well, guess what? University of Louisiana Lafayette police say the woman who said she was physically attacked and robbed of her wallet and hijab by these rednecks made the story up. During the course of the investigation, the female complainant admitted that she had fabricated the story about her physical attack as well as the removal of her hijab and wallet by the two white males. See, the story got out there Wednesday and Thursday. Up, rednecks, Louisiana, voted for Trump. See, this is what it's all about. How about the story on Friday? Hillary supporter, liar. Just like Hillary, liar. Let's continue here. Well, speaking of Hillary, Chelsea Clinton being groomed to run for Congress. Wonderful. Asked about Trump, the Pope says his concern is for the politician's impact on the poor. Pope Francis declined to give a personal judgment on Donald Trump, said he was only interested in the impact of the politician's choices on the poor. Well, guess what, Popey? Here's how it works over here. Excuse me. Pope Francis? Here's how it works over here. I know you live in the Vatican, different world. It's a nonprofit community. You're in Italy, all that. I get it. But in the United States, generally speaking, when we lower taxes, especially corporate taxes, there is something that happens. It's called a stimulus. And suddenly people have more money to spend, and businesses have more money to spend, and they can spend it in R&D and infrastructure and hiring, etc. And it's a beautiful thing. When we lower taxes, there's usually an economic boom that helps everybody. Even when you give the rich a tax cut, it helps everybody. The rich buy stuff. They might buy a second house. Guess what? There are a lot of people that work on building the second house for that rich guy. They might buy a yacht. A lot of guys working to build the yacht for the rich guy. They go out there and buy another car. I mean, it works right on down the line. Call it trickle-down Trump style or whatever Hillary was calling it, but guess what? It really works. Oh, here's the Canadian Prime Minister, Trudeau. Says he's ready to renegotiate NAFTA with Trump. My goodness, look what happens. Trump comes into office, the Canadians, and our friends in Mexico. Yeah, we're willing to get to the negotiating table. Let's talk about NAFTA. That's all it took was for him to become president-elect. Everybody's suddenly willing to talk. Everybody's willing to talk. Another story, Washington Times. Illegal immigrants vow to defy Trump. Call on Obama to halt the deportations. Advocates for illegal immigrants sounded the alarm, vowing to resist an unexpected crackdown and calling on localities to declare themselves sanctuary cities. Well, of course. Folks, the sanctuary cities are about to come to an end, and everybody in those sanctuary cities, including the liberals who live there, are saying, amen. These sanctuary cities are scary, scary. Listen, I'm in San Francisco. I walk by the dock where Kate Steinle was murdered by an illegal alien. I drive by there all the time. I walk by there occasionally. And to think this happened in broad daylight on a beautiful day, sanctuary cities gotta go, and guess what? Are going, soon to be gone. Oh, horrific fear strikes the Muslim world as Trump wins. This is from the UK Daily Mail. Horror and fear swept through the Muslim countries after Donald Trump was confirmed as president of the United States. Well, yeah, because ISIS, you will have no place to run and no place to hide, because the attack that kills your rear ends is going to occur suddenly and unexpectedly and without 2 months of announcement. Well, here's another story. Reuters. Now, with Trump's triumph over his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, the populist tsunami that seemed outlandish a few months ago is becoming a reality, and the consequences for Europe's own political landscape are potentially huge. In 2017, voters in the Netherlands, France, and Germany, and possibly Italy and Britain too, will vote in elections that could be colored by the triumphs of Trump and Brexit. Good. Good. Listen, part of the deal in Britain was, you had the European Union calling the shots for them regarding immigration. They were the ones that came up with the numbers. They were the ones that came up with the quotas. The Brits didn't want this. And the people in America don't like it either. We don't want this. You know, if I'm going to have neighbors coming in from other countries, I want neighbors coming in from other countries who really and truly want to be my neighbor. Who say, yeah, red, white, and blue, I'm all over it. Constitution, cool, I love this. I love freedom. I love liberty. That's what I want. That's what everybody wants. Well, let's go to Ian WABC. Ian, you're on the Savage Nation. Thanks for holding, and you are on the air.
I would like these anarchists to toughen up. They're going to have to, you know, when Go Trump 2016 written in chalk makes them miss their midterms and they're fainting, they're going to have to really toughen up. And I'd like to say that, isn't it funny, we were going to lose the Senate and Paul Ryan was running to shore up the House because the Senate and Hillary was taking the presidency and we were gone because they were going to have their judges on the Supreme Court. And the Republicans were gone for 20, 30 years. And now the script is flipped. And like Malcolm X said, when you vote for somebody and they don't do nothing about your problem and they have the majority, you're just a chump if they come around seeking your vote and you vote for them again. You're a political chump. And people have had it. And Donald Trump's going to change things. 4 years in, the Congressional Black Caucus was railing about him, Barack not doing nothing. Then they give him another 4 years and he still couldn't even straighten out Chicago. So right. When Trump starts to straighten out and people get a taste of a better life, I heard enough people that were of color, that were Democrats, that voted for Trump, and their affiliation will not be Democrat next time. And now I think it's them that's done. I think they're done for the next year.
You know what? They very well could be. They're certainly harmed big time. Hopefully a lot of people wake up. Wayne, I should say, thank you for checking in here on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. You know, all these crazy people that are protesting, and there'll be more protests tonight. It's a Friday night. Hey, get a little fueled up with some booze, a little pot, go out there and do your thing. Yeah, where were these people at the Hillary rallies? There are more people showing up for these protests, these riots, than showed up for the Hillary rallies. If they really gave a dang early on, they'd be supporting her big time at a rally. She had to buy people to get them in there. Unbelievable, but not really. Brian Sussman filling on the Savage Nation. Look forward to speaking with you. Coming up next, let's continue talking about Savage's book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman in for Dr. Michael Savage. I'm just reading through the book Scorched Earth, and I've read through it, I've made notes, I've highlighted. But it's interesting because Savage was just tapped into something. Again, the title is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. But there are portions of the book that almost seem prophetic. For example, I'm reading here, Revolution Has Come to America. And boy, did we see it on Tuesday. Revolution has come to America. Now, if Hillary would have won, we could still say, yeah, there's a revolution, you know. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. But no, it's here big time. Revolution has come to America, but why would a billionaire like the comedian and actor Larry David put himself out there for a socialist communist like Bernie Sanders? Shouldn't he understand that if a commie wins, income taxes are going to be up around 95%? Does Larry David want to pay 95% of his income to the federal government? I don't think so. But he may know something we don't know. He may know what Microsoft knows. He may know what Facebook knows. He may know what many very wealthy people in this country know, such as Warren Buffett, which is that they don't pay the same taxes as the working man. It's all in Scorched Earth. We're going to have changes to the tax code coming up that are monumental. And at the end of the day, I know the left will cry foul. At the end of the day, these tax cuts will prove to all that they're a good thing because it's going to help people at all levels prosper. Or in some cases, prosper even more. It's going to be great. It really will be great. This is not great. I don't know that we have time for this. But I'll set it up and I'll play it in the next segment. This is so disturbing. The guys were able to turn this around. It's a video that's beginning to take off and go viral. Not sure of the location. Robert, Jim, were you guys able to figure out where this thing originated? It's disturbed the guys behind the scenes as much as it disturbed me. But it's a mom who finds out her kid in school voted for Trump. Little kid, 7 or 8. And she's going to show him a thing or two. She's literally got his suitcase packed at the door, and she's given him a sign that says, "I've been kicked out of my house because I voted for Trump." And it's nighttime. She's kicking him out of the house. And the kid has a meltdown and is crying hysterically because he thinks the mom's serious. And in fact, you watch the video, you think she's serious. This is not phony baloney. This is the real deal. And it's the worst parenting I think I've ever seen. And I don't know how it works where this video was taken, but man, if they can find out who this lady is, CPS needs, Child Protective Services needs to step in. This is awful. Horrendous. So we'll play this for you in the next segment. This is the Hillary voter. I mean, Savage had a book years ago, Liberalism's a Mental Disorder. This woman has gone mental. She has a mental disorder. She should not have children. If this is the way she's going to raise her kids, there needs to be some intervention. This is awful. And I look at those snot-nosed kids that are going to be protesting out there all over the country. Not protesting, rioting, stopping traffic, destroying property. Well, the cops are told to stand down in many cases. Folks, that ain't America. That's an abuse of the First Amendment and then some. That's a crime. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
All these pundits, all these pollsters, I kept listening to them, and I didn't know what to make of it. All I could say was that I didn't believe the polls. I didn't believe it. And a lot of times they use the polls to try to manipulate voter sentiment. I get that. But what they weren't factoring in a lot of things. How many of you received a call from a pollster? I know I did. And I'll never forget. A woman called, and clearly a minority by her by the way in which she was speaking. I'm sorry to sound like I'm, profiling, but it was obvious, and she wants to know who I'm voting for. And I asked her, I said, "Well, who do you represent?" And she told me the name of the organization. And I'm thinking, okay, if I say that at this point in time, because this was, after the primary, we're getting towards the general, so the candidates I was once going for in the primary were long cleared out of the way. So I would have to say I'm voting for Trump. But do I really want to go there? I mean, I'm told if I say I'm voting for Trump, I'm a sexist and a racist. Do I really want to have that conversation with somebody? So I said, thank you very much. I'm not interested in taking the poll. Click. How many of you did the same thing? So there was that. I knew there were voters who weren't showing up at the polls because they didn't want to be bothered. Second part, I knew that there would be people who, for example, were on Obamacare or were paying for health insurance and those premiums were going through the roof who weren't going to be voting for Hillary. I knew that there would be another group of people that would be voting for Trump, and those were our veterans. Our veterans. My gosh, the vast majority of vets, every vet I knew was going to vote for Trump. And current military, and right on down the line. But we thank all of our veterans on this Veterans Day. You guys are just the very, very best. So let's talk about that. And by the way, our military is going to get rebuilt, finally. It's just pathetic. Yeah, you heard Trump talking about this. It's pathetic. It's been hollowed out by this president. He's placed our country in a situation whereby, I think the deal was, our military was supposed to be able to fight like 2.5 wars at any given time. We can't even fight one. We can't even beat this ragtag bunch of 7th century people called ISIS. It's pathetic. Now, you want pathetic? Let me give you a pathetic. This is shocking. Katie Green, my sidekick in San Francisco at KSFO on the morning show, she finds all this stuff, and she sent it to me during the course of this broadcast. This is going to shock you. This is not phony baloney. The guys have seen it. Robert and Jim behind the scenes here on the Savage Nation, they believe it to be real. I believe it to be real. You can't fake this stuff. To a point, you could fake it. This is a mom. Apparently, her child voted for Trump in school, and she found out about it. And now she's going to punish this child. She's packed his suitcase. It's at the door, and she's sending him out into the night to go out on his own. Now, at first, I'm thinking, nah, this is not real. And then the kid starts crying. Now, those of you who are parents know these kind of tears cannot be faked. This is the real deal. And as a parent, this is child abuse. This is terrible parenting. I want you to take a listen. We had to bleep out a few things, and that's another thing I can't stand. When a parent uses profanity at one of their kids, I don't care how old the kid is, that is so disgusting. But it's where we are in America today, I guess, in certain quarters. Take a listen to this.
Since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your shit and get out. The suitcase is packed by the door. Yeah, been packed it since this morning. Bye. Matter of fact, and get your sign so when the people see you outside, they know why you're standing out there. Here you go. No. Here. Take your sign. Get up. Come on here. Come on. Everyone, come on here. Let's go. Come on. Take your sign. Bye. Vote for him. I'm gonna show you. Come on.
Okay. Move. Okay. Okay.
Let's go. Here's your suitcase. Bye.
Oh, David.
Get your suitcase.
No.
Elwood, get your suitcase and get out. Bye.
No.
Go.
No.
We don't do Donald Trump here. Get your suitcase.
Okay. No.
Go. Here you go.
No!
Bye.
And why in God's name would she be videotaping this? I don't know how this works, but somehow CPS, there's got to be some intervention here. That was child abuse. That was sickening. That was not phony baloney. Many of you have seen the video. That kid had snot coming out of his nose. He was terrified. And then the other question I ask is, where's the father? What is happening in this country? You know, this is, somehow we got to make America great again by dealing with this particular issue of all these fatherless families and people who have no clue on how to raise kids. Jeez. I dedicated my life to this stuff. I mean, my wife and I, we were so disturbed what was happening in certain quarters of this society, we started adopting kids just to try to give them a better life. That is disgusting. There's a huge recipe for success in this country, and we got to get these families going in the right direction again. And let me just say this to the churches of this country. You know, the Christian churches of this country that are supposed to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, would you start allowing the Holy Spirit to empower you? Get the message out. You become irrelevant. Start getting the good news out. Change lives so that we can bring about healing to these families and hope to these families. Start preaching the good news loud and clear. Now you've finally got a government in place that's not going to punish you for your faith. Oh, you have the freedom to worship. No, I don't want the freedom to worship. I want the freedom of religion. Oh, you have the freedom of worship. You can go behind those closed doors and do anything you want. No, I want the freedom of religion and keep your state out of it. Now we've got an opportunity. So you, the church, have no excuse. Go out there and preach the gospel. Start changing some lives. Phone number on the Savage Nation is simple, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's go right now and talk to Robert, KSFO. calling from the San Francisco Bay Area. Robert, you're on the air. Thanks for calling the Savage Nation.
Hey, Brian, how are you? Thanks for letting me on. You know, I was raised by wacko liberal college professors and experienced the same kind of stuff when I became saved and secondarily when I switched from Democrat Party to a conservative. It was virtually child abuse.
It was so disturbing to hear that.
It was. Very much so. Back a lot of memories.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so your liberal parents treated you in an odd fashion, but were you able to shore things up with them eventually, Robert?
My stepmother's accepting of my faith and my conservatism. She's a retired college professor, as is my dad. My dad still battles with me, but he has his own demons that are far more important than that, being a lifelong alcoholic, highly educated.
Well, see, you know, that's just it. There's so many other problems here. I appreciate your call. A lot of people want to talk about this, as I knew. Let me see. This was Ted in Connecticut. Ted, I don't know how the law works regarding CPC, Child Protective Services, parents who are acting in this particular fashion, but what are your thoughts, please?
Yes, I truly believe that if this was exposed here in Connecticut, immediately DCF here would have gotten on the tales of this so-called thing of a woman and taken that child immediately out of the home because it's psychological abuse. And who knows what else had happened before this in that family. I have a good friend who's she's a grandmother, and her daughter has a child. The daughter drinks. DCF is right on top of every little. They come into the home of the grandmother. She's a wonderful person. They have money. She has everything she can for that child, but they're right on top of every little thing. I was adopted. My brother was adopted. My sister was adopted. We were babies. We had no home. And my parents, not blood parents, but the people that adopted me, who I call my parents, adopted us, and they gave us a wonderful home. And we were never, ever abused. All we were given was love. And I think a lot of the people out there, if you can't give a child love, there's something called adoption.
You know, I'm with you on that, and that's why I had a foundation that I put together years ago, and we helped kids get adopted for many years in the San Francisco Bay Area. I know what you're talking about. I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. You see these protesters. You'll see them again tonight. And while they're tearing up the city, I mean, they just trashed Oakland, California. They did this another. They trashed Portland the other night. And yet some of these people are carrying signs that say love trumps hate while they're trashing the city. Love trumps hate while they're dropping F-bombs. Love trumps hate while they're throwing Molotov cocktails at the cops. Can somebody explain to me what kind of love are they talking about here? But the best video I saw, this was up in Portland. Richard, Jim, I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is the one where this protester has a baseball bat and he's bashing in this utility box. I don't know why. He's just bashing in this utility box on a light pole. And the door of the utility box pops open and it hits another protester in the face. And the protester that gets hit in the face gets PO'd, and now she starts yelling at the guy with the bat. And before you know it, all of these protesters who are protesting Trump start fighting against each other. And it becomes this battle royale amongst the protesters. And then other protesters try to rush in to separate the protesters from killing each other. It's just, these people are lunatics. They have gone mentally insane. That was one protest video with, with, you know, snot flying and blood flowing that I actually enjoyed. That was a great one because these idiots are just going after each other. Let's go to, I'll tell you what, we're going to get to more calls. People want to talk about that video. So we'll do that in just a moment. I'm glad you're here on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman, always a pleasure to fill in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation. In the last segment, we played for you a video. It's very disturbing, of a mom kicking her 7 or 8 year old son out of the house because she found out that he voted for Trump at school. She's got his bag packed. She's kicking him out of the house. She's trying to teach him a lesson, of course. Wants to send him out of the house with his bag packed and a sign that says he voted for Trump, and as such, he's being kicked out of the family. This kid is being terrorized. He's crying, snot's coming out of his nose. The tears are not crocodiles, it's the real deal. So we go to the lines on the Savage Nation, because people want to talk about this. And by the way, before we get to the lines, don't forget, please, so timely it is. Go to Amazon.com right away. Get a copy of Scorched Earth. It's more important now than before the election. It's the blueprint to restore America. It's Savage's latest book, the New York Times bestseller. Okay, Mark's at WJR. Mark, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I've got 2 kids and grandkids, and just listening to this woman, how she's treating her kid, it just breaks my heart. But I can only imagine if this had been a Trump supporter, if Hillary won, and you know, this was a Trump woman doing this to her, you know, to her son, you voted for Hillary, putting, you know, trying to put her out, put their kid out in the street, you think the media would be all over this thing? Man, they'd be all over this thing like flies on stink, but they're not going to report it. But this woman, I mean, she definitely needs to, you know, get some help, because that is just sick. That is just absolutely sick. And but the media won't touch it. But if it was,
no, they won't touch it. There's that double standard that you so well articulated, and I appreciate it. Dan's checking in from WABC country. Dan, go right ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how are you, Brian? I want to first of all congratulate Dr. Savage and all you guys down at the Savage Nation for playing such a big role in what I believe is the Trump victory. Nobody else will probably want to admit it, but you know, everybody that follows Savage knows that nobody's been supporting Trump longer. And I wanted to mention this video. I saw the video you're speaking about, and as disgusting as it is, there's another video going around that is not as seen as much, where there's an 11-year-old child, I forget what state it is, they did a mock election in his middle school, and then after Trump won, it's an 11-year-old white kid, and after Trump had the victory, the next day in school, some of the minority students were asking who the people in the class voted for in the mock election, and when this student said he voted for Trump, they beat this kid senselessly, put him in the hospital. He had all types of, you know, serious injuries. And basically, the parents...
And Dan, there was another one right here. I'm speaking, of course, from the San Francisco Bay Area. In the Silicon Valley, a place called Redwood City, Woodside High School, which is next to an extremely prominent, wealthy community. There was a girl... She posted on Instagram that she voted for Trump, and this whole thing's on video. She gets beat down by this kid. All on video, and guess what? She wasn't even suspended. The girl who beat the crap out of this kid was not even suspended. The double standard? Ah, yes. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
To all those who have served, thank you on this Veterans Day. Thank you every day for your service. And, of course, thank you to all who are currently serving. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama by Michael Savage. Restoring the Country After Obama. We're here. Obama's about to go bye-bye. Now, I got news for you. There's a lot more to come from this guy. He's not going to leave quietly, I can tell you. And Hillary probably isn't going to go down all that easy. But I'm reading, it's kind of amazing, actually. Go to Amazon.com, get a copy of this book by Savage. I'm reading from Scorched Earth. It's as if it was written for this moment. And in many ways, it was. Quote, you're hearing loud outcries against Donald Trump. Hello, we've been talking about this on the Savage Nation. We just played the audio, we may play it again, of this little 7 or 8 year old being kicked out of his house by his mom, bags packed, because she found out he voted for Trump in school. Shaming him. He's crying. Just, you can't console this child. It's pathetic. Anybody who's ever raised children, anybody who's ever remembers being a child, being humiliated in this fashion by your mom. Oh, horrid. Other stories coming out. Here's the 11-year-old. Answered the question in school, who voted for Trump? Student replied, I did. Group of boys immediately walked over, pulled him out of his seat, and began punching and kicking him. It happened here in the Bay Area. Young girl mentions on Instagram, she voted for Trump. Girl comes up to her. You voted for Trump? Yeah, I voted for Trump. It's on Instagram. You hate Mexicans? No, I don't hate Mexicans. You hate Mexicans. You voted for Trump. Beatdown occurs. Bloodies her nose, pulls the earrings out of her ear, and tears hair out of her scalp. And guess what? Can I tell you this happened at Woodside High School in Redwood City on the peninsula next to Woodside, California, which is one of the wealthiest communities in the United States. You know what happened at that particular school? Nothing. Oh, there was appropriate disciplinary action. Was the girl who was filmed in this beatdown suspended? No. She should have been turned over to the Redwood City police and arrested. Going back to, and this is happening all over the country. Here is Savage's book. You're hearing the loud outcries against Donald Trump and the rising forceful eddies. Now, who are the eddies? These are the people that voted for Trump. See, I mean, this book's like prophetic. These are the people that voted for Trump. These are the people that, their lives, that they've been forgotten. The world just marched away from them. And they were left holding what? They used to have manufacturing jobs. They used to have farming jobs. They used to have good jobs. And no longer. They've been unemployed for the longest time. They've dropped off the rolls. They took an early retirement. They have a mom and pop business. Guess what? Pop's not taking a salary. Mom is. They've got kids who graduated college and they can't find jobs. They're working at baristas at Star Chucks, making minimum wage 30 hours a week, and that's as good as it's going to get. These are the eddies. You're hearing from them, back to Savage's book, you're hearing from them described as bigots, racists, anti-women, anti-Semite, homophobic. That's exactly what's happening right now. The shouters will be reduced to the marginal characters they've always been. They'll be put back in the boxes from where they came. Well, one can only hope, and one can only pray, but I'm telling you something, what's happening in this country right now is sickening. And all these people are out there marching. Where were you when Hillary was having her rallies and no one was showing up? You know, the way it works is, you get your shot again in 4 years. You don't have to protest and go nuts. No, actually, you're useful idiots. You're useful idiots being used by Alinsky agitators who actually rule the world. Who actually rule the world, and they're part of these cliques, these cliques of people. And they go to Davos every year, and some of them go to the Bilderbergers and other operations. And they're maniacal. The George Soros of the world. They want open borders so that they can control everybody. Because they think we're too stupid to control ourselves. They think left to our own devices, we will kill each other and destroy the world. And that's why they believe in heavy-handed governments and lots of regulation. They want a one-world government. They want a new world order. Well, maybe now we can get a little breather, turn some of this stuff around. and make not just America great again, but the rest of the world as well. Let's go back to the lines on the Savage Nation. We'll go to Bob, WABC. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Brian, great show. You know, the reason these kids are out in the streets, they're like 27, 26 years old, something like that. They've only known 8 years of Obama and liberalism. They don't know anything else. And combine that with what they grow up with at home, mm-hmm. this to them is a gigantic culture shock. They don't know how to deal with this.
You're right. And they've been raised in a cocoon of liberalism whereby they don't know how to lose. You know, a lot of us grew up... that's one of the beautiful things about competition in sports and otherwise. You learn how to lose. Even in the business world, sometimes you lose a deal. And you shake the dust off your feet and you don't look back and you move forward. Okay, how can I do it better next time around? This is an entire generation that doesn't know how to lose. They've been able to get their way with snot-nosed temper tantrums. They got the participation trophies. You're spot on. Let's continue this conversation. KSFO online. That's where a lot of people listen to the Savage Nation because that's his flagship station, KSFO.com. Cody, go right ahead. You're on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just the same thing. First of all, that video, that really does disgust me. It really does. I got a 3-year-old daughter, and I was adopted as well. And I don't know. I mean, you guys were talking about people our age, you know, my age, 27. And at the same time, people her age, they shouldn't be treating their kids like this either.
It's horrible. It's disturbing.
And it really, you got to thank the media because he won and they come out with this white lash and all this stuff like it's just the white people. They got to remember that, 29% of Mexicans voted for Trump and then I think it was 20-something percent of black people voted for Trump too. So knowing that, how are they getting away with calling all of our supporters racist? That just doesn't
make sense. And Cody, how about this? I love this one. This is a meme that was going on social media earlier today, but it's just so true. If Trump is the sexist, if he is the homophobe, if he is the racist, then why was his campaign manager the first female campaign manager ever? And she'll likely be a part of his staff.
Right.
Why is it that Peter Thiel, who's a Bay Area, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, this is a guy who co-founded PayPal, and he's an openly gay guy. If Trump's such the homophobe, why is this guy on? I think he's going to lead Trump's transition team, or he's on the transition team. And then if Trump's such a racist, why is Dr. Ben Carson likely going to be a part of his cabinet, right? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I just don't understand how these people think. I mean, are they putting something? Do we need to get Aaron Brockovich up in here to find out exactly what's going on with the or what?
Cody, thanks for checking in on the Savage Nation. Okay, here's Chris, WDRC. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm actually calling from New York, 77 a.m.
Perfect.
First off, I want to say that my heart goes out to that little boy, and I pray that somebody turns that mother in and they find exactly where she is and she gets her due. But I also want to bring to a point to everyone that I have a daughter who's gay that moved out to Portland a couple of years ago, and for a more accepting area, she says, for her
LGBTQ.
Yes, and she's had a wonderful life out there. I've been out there, but she's very involved in these protests out there in the last couple of nights, and actually has told me and my husband that she's not speaking with us at this time because we voted for Trump. We really believe that a lot of these protests are this community, and that the media is really not letting the public know that.
Now, Chris, I just have to ask you this question. You probably it was hidden or suppressed, I guess I should say, by the mainstream media. But on Sunday, you know, in his final campaign stops on Sunday, Trump literally he picked up the rainbow flag and flew it. He waved it. and said something to the effect, I don't have the exact quote, but something like, I'm going to be the best president for the LGBTQ community. And guess what? I believe he will.
I believe it also wholeheartedly, or that would have been a big reason why I wouldn't have voted for Mr. Trump. I was shocked by my daughter's response. I was just calling her to say hello on Wednesday morning and got a response from her that I'm not ready to speak to you or anybody in the family now because you guys have basically all thrown me under the bus by vote and my lifestyle by voting for Trump. They're like in total fear, which is bizarre to me. Her and all of her friends that I'm very close to, they're like my extended children. But they are in this total fear. I don't know what the media is telling them out there or where.
Well, social media is brainwashing them. They're being assaulted with all of these lies. But again, Chris, thank you for your call. The bottom line is, it's going to be better for the LGBT community, especially when, prayerfully, we reset our relationships with countries like Qatar and countries like the UEA and countries like Saudi Arabia, where if you're gay, bisexual, lesbian, queer in those particular countries, it's off with your head. Okay, we need a reset. We need a reset on those particular relationships. And then, regarding that community, listen, we're all going to be better off when we have the safety and assurity to know that people coming into this country are going to be people that we can trust. And on top of that, we will have a situation where our economy is going to be booming, and that helps everybody as well. So when Trump flies the rainbow flag and it gets suppressed by the media, well, there you go. It is a brainwashing that's taking place. But not here on the Savage Nation. It's always a pleasure, always a privilege, always an honor to get behind the microphone. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage out here on the left coast. We won the election. That's what we're talking about. Read the blueprint to restore America in Savage's New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth. More important now than before the election, quite frankly. I spent election night with Dr. Savage. Very, very wonderful party. It was when we found out that he was throwing this affair, and it was really nice. I mean, it was an elegant evening. That's when I started having great confidence that the election was going to win. I was thinking, why would he put on this party for about 40 people or so, and quite frankly, spend a lot of money to do so at an exclusive place in San Francisco if he thought Trump was going to lose? That'd be a bummer. Great party, great food, great beverage, and then he loses. But now look what's happening. This was predictable, by the way. You knew there'd be riots. Come on. You know how the left plays ball. You knew there'd be riots. But the level of rhetoric has reached a pitch that, quite frankly, even shocks yours truly. Listen to this. Here's a lady, here's a person on CNN, anti-Trump protester, calls for violence and says people are going to have to die. Can you believe this? This is clip 13.
Our lives begin to end the day. We become silent about the things that matter. If we don't fight, who's going to fight for us? People had to die for the freedom where we're at today. We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world. But Trump, enough with your racism. Stop splitting families. Don't split my family.
You know what? No families. This is just a myth. People are going to have to die. People are going to have to die. Does this mean more cops are going to get killed? Does this mean more white people are going to be pulled out of their cars like that guy in Chicago the other day and beat to a pulp? Does this mean, like the girl we talked about earlier in the program in Redwood City, California, the white girl who got beat up by the black student, and the black student wasn't even punished for it? It's all on video. She should have been arrested. She should be in juvenile hall today. Or the little 11-year-old kid that got beat up because he said he voted for Trump. This is nuts. people are going to have to die. Okay, so now it's justifiable. It's all justifiable. People die, it's all justified. Families aren't going to get split up. But guess what? Can we all agree our immigration system is broken and we need to fix it? And we do not need one of these stupid comprehensive immigration bills that they always try to ram down our throat. Let's work on this piece by piece. And yes, we can build a wall. And there's been money to build a wall for the longest time, but Congress hasn't built the wall. Oh, here's another one. Anti-Trump student protester. Anybody who isn't white, huh? Take a listen to this, CNN, clip 14.
I think right now the protests are mostly about solidarity and being together. People are really scared and sad. Basically, anybody who is not a white man doesn't know if they're going to be safe in this country for the next 4 years. And even if everything is going to be fine, the shock that people were feeling on Tuesday night and on Wednesday is just so paralyzing. And I think people are hitting the streets because they're really angry and they're really scared and they need to be together.
You don't have to worry about us, ma'am. You really don't. I am worried about you guys because I'm seeing what you're doing to our cities and are seeing what you're doing on our video, on the videos to people that are very, very innocent. Bunch of crying, whining puppets being controlled by leftist masterminds. Brian Sussman here on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.